be more like Jesus in not being panicked about things that are going on in the world, not panicked about the things that want to suppress us, and realize that we can trust God. Today, we're looking at the last section of being the Jesus model. And so in our scripture this morning, Jesus says to his followers, he said, go everywhere and tell the good news to everyone. Go tell to everyone. Now, I think God wants to use you and me to do that. God wants to use you and me to go and tell the good news everywhere to everyone. Now, can we do that? Can we go? Can we tell to everyone? Well, I think we can, but it's not going to be in the confidence that in ourselves. In other words, our confidence is in the power of God. If we're going to go anywhere, if we're going to tell anyone, it's not going to be because somehow we have the strength and the spirit and the ability to do that. It's because we have confidence that God wants to use us to do that. We can tell, but we can't change anybody's life. Is there anybody here this morning that needs to be drawn closer to God? Maybe we all do. And I can promise you, there's nothing I can do to make that happen for you. There's nothing you can do to make that happen for anyone else. But through me, God can make that happen. Through you, God can make that happen to others. We have to tell the good news that God has the power, God is able. He is the risen one from the dead through God's power to make that happen. So, it is possible through God. Jesus said this, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. God says what matters is not your ability. God says, I'm looking for availability. I'm looking for people who are willing. It's not your power. It's going to be God's power. God isn't looking for the most talented people to use. He's looking for the most available people to use. And you can be that person. You can make a decision to be that one in God's hands this morning. The Bible says God is looking for people to use. He wants someone who says, yes, here I am, Lord. Why not use me? God's looking for someone who says, I will commit my heart, my life to you. So that's why today we're going to look at having a heart like Jesus. Because commitment starts in the heart. And how can you develop a heart like Jesus? Well, I want to simply list four things from the scripture reading this morning, four things that you can do in order to have a heart like Jesus. And here's the first one. The first thing, you must care about what Jesus cares about. That's the starting point. Care about what Jesus cares about. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:2, it says, be full of love, following the example of Christ, who loved you and who gave himself to God as a sacrifice to take away your sins. The Apostle Paul is explaining that if you want to be like Jesus, then you're going to have sacrificial love. You're going to follow the example of Christ, which means you're going to have to be full of love for others and care about what Jesus cares about. What does Jesus care about? In a word, he cares about two very, very deeply important things. And the first one is, he cares about the world. He created the world. He went so far as to die for it. Jesus loves the world. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God doesn't just love the world. He so loves the world. He loves it so much that he was willing to die for it. The Bible calls that compassion. Do you understand the compassion of God, the compassion of Christ for you. If you understood His compassion, you see, sympathy is when you see somebody hurting and you say, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you're hurting now." And you might call them up and pray with them, or you might send them a card and let them know that you care. That's sympathy. It touches your heart. But to go deeper is empathy. Empathy is saying, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I know you're hurting. I hurt with you. I want to enter into your hurt." And you begin to cry. They are crying from the pain, and you cry with them. That's empathy. That's even deeper than sympathy. But then there's even deeper than that is compassion. Compassion is saying, "I'll do anything I can to stop your hurt, even if it means dying for you." The Bible says repeatedly, Jesus was moved with compassion, the deepest form of caring. God says, "That's the way I want you to be toward others. I want you to have compassion. I want you to love people with all your heart. I want you to cry with them. I want you to even go so far that you would die for them." Jesus loves everybody. God has never created a person He does not love. He loves the people you don't love. He loves the people you don't like. He loves the people you disagree with and have arguments with and fight with. He loves the people you think are evil. He loves the people you call your enemies. He loves everybody. And if you want to be like Jesus Christ, you have to love the people Jesus created and died for. And that's everybody. The Bible says this in Matthew 9. When Jesus saw the crowds, He had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus sees people who don't know which way to turn. He sees people who are confused. He sees people who are longing to have life and meaning and purpose and don't know how to have that. They don't have the slightest idea what the purpose of life is. They're worried and they're bored and they're bitter and they're guilty and they're shamed and they're brokenhearted and they've got all kinds of problems. And Jesus says, "I see these people. I see how they are. And my heart goes out to them. I have compassion for them because I have something I want to offer to change that in their life." And if you're going to be like Jesus, you've got to care about people the way Jesus does and have that kind of compassion. He loved people passionately. And not only did Jesus love the world, there's something He loves even more than the world. That is, Jesus loves His church. You're going to have to care about the church. Why? Because the church is Jesus' bride, and He loves His bride. The church is Jesus' flock, and He loves His flock. The church is God's family, and He loves His family. The reason God created everything, the reason things exist, is so that God could have a family. There would be no universe. There would be no planets. There would be no earth. There would be no human race except that God made it so that He could be part of this family that He calls the church. And that family, one day everything is going to be destroyed. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, but God's family is going to go on forever and ever and ever. It's the only thing that's going to last. It's more important than anything else on this planet because God's family lasts forever. That's why He created it. That's what He wants to do. He wants to live eternally with His family. And so we must care about what Jesus cares about. He cares about everyone in the world, and He cares about His family, the church. Now, number two, if you want to have a heart like Jesus, you must be indifferent to what Jesus is indifferent to. Why? Because not everything is equally valuable. Not everything is equally important. Not everything is equally going to last. You see, you should invest your life in things that matter and not care about what doesn't matter. Because there's a lot of that in life. Jesus was indifferent to a lot of things. There are a lot of things that Jesus didn't care about. He didn't care about things that didn't fulfill the mission of God, what God had called him to do. Jesus didn't care about those things, even though there were a lot of people very busy, working hard, giving their life to it. But Jesus said, it doesn't really matter. Jesus was indifferent to the expectations of others. He would never allow anybody else, not even his own mother and father, to tell him what he should be doing with his time, that he should go a certain way or do a certain thing. If it wasn't for the mission of God, what God had called him to, he said no. Jesus said, I'm here to do the right thing, not to do all these things, to do what God wants me to do. Jesus was indifferent to personal danger. One time, you remember the story where Jesus was asleep in the boat during a storm, and everybody was freaking out. They said, oh no, the storm is up, and the waves are flashing, and the wind is blowing, and Jesus is laying there in the boat asleep. He wasn't worried. Jesus said, I'm in God's hand. Even when the storm is tossing the boat violently. You ever been in a storm and felt like life was crashing down on you? Jesus said, don't worry. God knows what you need. God is with you. You are in God's hands. Jesus was indifferent to those kind of opinions of other people. Indifferent to timetables. People tried to speed him up. They tried to force him to do things fast. They tried to get him to do things under pressure. And he always went on his own timetable. His time clock was the will of God. What does God want me to do? I'm just doing what God tells me to do, not what everybody else is saying is important in life. Jesus was indifferent to politics. Jesus didn't try to overthrow the Roman government at that time, which was oppressing the people. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. It was ultimately a different agenda. Jesus was indifferent to getting rich. Life isn't about getting rich. Jesus said, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possesses. He says, the greatest things in life aren't things. You think God put you here on earth just to pile up a pile of things? Jesus said, no. You didn't own anything before God created you. You don't own anything when you leave this world and you enter eternity. Why would you spend your life accumulating things that you're not taking with you? Life is not about accumulation. It's about relationships. It's about loving God. It's about loving other people. It's about being prepared for eternity. To have a heart like Jesus, number one, you have to care about what Jesus cares about.